Hi, good afternoon and welcome to Auroville. What is your name?
Sri Lanka.
Where are you from?
I'm from Trivarur.
That is in district in Tamil Nadu, yeah?
Yeah.
So you came through the Sustainable Livelihood Institute?
Yes.
What do you think about the program?
This was the first time I have visited here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much different from the outside world, actually. And Auroville, after visiting 2 days, they just promote us to backward linkage, that is.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to our tradition.
Mm.
We have forgotten our tradition. I'm proud that Auroville is promoting our tradition. And after visiting this, people will get benefited how to go back to our tradition.
Mm.
That's important. We know our tradition, but forgot our tradition.
Mm.
And we are in a middle path. We don't know how to go back. But Auroville directs us to go back a good way. It shows a good way. And reusable things, products done by, along with the village community, is also very good, actually. And the eco-friendly products, it's very nice, actually. In India, that was the thing we were doing, actually. But due to Western ideas, they said it's wrong and everything. And all the people, now we change. And now, again,
it is to change back.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. What we thought it was very ashamed of using those cloth, cotton and everything. But now, we realize what we were doing was right. But due to Western ideas, it was changed. And even now the people and all the advertisement companies, they say use salt in the toothbrush and toothpaste. But it was our tradition. We use salt. But now they are asking us to use salt in the toothpaste. It doesn't need, actually. It is in our kitchen. We can use it on our own. So that's it. Auroville gives us a direction.
That's nice. What do you do back at home?
I'm a joint director in a livelihood project in Trivarur.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll also promote my SOG, self-help groups, women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also give counseling for them to realize our tradition and also to go back eco-friendly products mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And if time permits, if a training is arranged for those groups in Auroville, definitely I'll send them here to just know our tradition and also the Auroville. Auroville is very nice, actually.
But in your village, what is the main crop?
I couldn't understand what.
What is the main crop nowadays? What makes the livelihood of the village?
Livelihood of the village is mostly the garment making, that is cotton, like inskirts they'll be making, or otherwise dolls like that they're now making, and they're going for the that is the thing, like chains, bangles with pearls. Those products are making, actually, but mostly not the eco-friendly products. So we have to switch over to the eco-friendly products. So for this, for that, they need training. But the training is, we don't find any place or institute where eco-friendly product training could be given. So if this Sustainable Livelihood Institute is in due progress, if they select and give training to those women SHGs, they will also be very useful for those people, actually.
So since this one was launched with the government of India, you think that the government does stand by you, that helps you?
Yeah, definitely. Because earlier, if you want to enter into Auroville, they cannot, just like that, they can come as a tourist to the Auroville. But now if you have formed an institute and you teach them, they will also have a duty conscious that our government is paying for us. So we have to learn and we have to, it's our duty, we have to promote. So that's it, that's the difference.
What was the biggest inspiration or what surprised you the most here in Auroville out of the program you saw in these 2 days?
The organic production, actually. And the healthy food they give in the restaurants.
You were eating the healthy food?
Yeah, that's it. Because before 30 years itself, they have started the healthy food. But now only we are realizing and we are going back to the healthy foods. So it's very nice. And Auroville is promoting this kind of activities. That's it.
Thank you. I see they're waiting for you.
Yeah.
See you next time.